Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County 4-H Coordinator Amy Green about the new Wellman Clover Kids Club that is starting next week.
What caused the creation of this new Wellman Clover Kids Club?
Yes, it actually has been a dream of mine since I've been in this position to be able to have a Clover Kid Club in every kind of small community in Washington County. We're made up of a lot of small towns, and a lot of them are very active and powerful towns, and so we'd love to be able to have kind of a local opportunity for kids of that community. Clover Kids is specifically kindergarten to third grade, so we've always kind of had it on the back burner and just waiting for the perfect opportunity, which includes the perfect volunteers. And so we're really excited this year. We had a huge enrollment to the Little Hawks Clover Kids. So for the last several years, that's been a club that kind of serves the Mid Prairie District, and they have met in a variety of locations in Richmond or also in Kelowna, and they had been serving kind of that whole school district. And so with so many kids in that club, we said, we've got to make a change, and we've got to find some people. And so we've split the Little Hawks Clover Kids just a little bit, or been able to offer another opportunity for maybe some of those kids who are driving over from Wellman. So we first kind of were able to get some of the Wellman kids a little more local opportunity. And then with that new club, we have three new adults, so we can definitely take on more kids too. So that's been fun. It's right now the current enrollment has a little bit of Wellman kids who have moved over from the Little Hawks, but then we also have some new members as well who are joining. So that club is doing exactly what we wanted it to.
What is the current enrollment of the Wellman group so far?
Right now we have 14 members who have enrolled for that Clover Kid Club, and it is a really strong kind of safety requirement and success requirement that we have from the state 4-H program, that in our Clover Kids we have one adult for every seven kids who are enrolled. And we're thankful to have three committed adult volunteers for the Wellman Clover Kid Club, so we still have room to grow with that. And so we're hoping that we have some other kids bring friends, or the word will spread that this club is now an opportunity for kids in Wellman kindergarten to third grade.
For families who might not be familiar with Clover Kids or uncertain whether they'd like to join, what value does being in this program give to kids?
Yeah, this activity for kindergarten to third grade is really a branch of the 4-H program, which is positive youth development. And it's just allowing any member to have kind of long-term contact with caring adults. And the Clover Kids specifically, it's building social skills, it's building friendships, it's a non-competitive environment for that particular age group, but it's all about hands-on learning and exploring. And they meet, traditionally the Clover Kid Clubs will meet once a month. This new Wellman Club is meeting the fourth Monday of every month. That's what they have on their schedule. And each month is just kind of a different theme based on the interest of the kids, based on the specialties of the volunteer leaders or other guests that they have arranged to come in. I know some of the clubs have done some fun meetings based on catapults, or they've done meetings based on chalk art, or they've done meetings based on cooking healthy snacks. So it's just a huge variety of topics that kids are able to explore and learn about with another caring adult in the community, you know, outside of their regular classroom teacher, outside of their parents. This gives them another place to have good contacts with their peers and also adults.
How many Clover Kids Clubs are there total in Washington County, including this new one?
Right now we have 8 club opportunities if a person walked in the door and wanted to sign up for Clover Kids today, but we are in the foundational recruitment planning stages still for 2 new clubs that I hope to start after the first of the year. They'll both kind of be based out of Washington, but open to other kids to be a part of too if it works in their schedule. I think one of them is going to be called Kids in the Kitchen, and it's going to focus on kind of healthy living. Specifically, I think for first and second graders is what we're looking at. It's a partnership with the hospital, and we've got some great materials and curriculum for them about nutrition and eating and physical exercise. And so We're excited to have that specialty club coming soon. And then we also are working to recruit some new adults also to start another club in Washington, kind of a traditional Clover Kid club. It's just such a huge interest of families with kids that age to have another positive place for their child to be involved. So we are working to arrange some volunteers and get some training and materials to them so that we can hopefully have both of those going after the first of the year.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Washington County 4-H Coordinator Amy Green. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.